There was a mixture of sadness and pride in the air on Bank Holiday Monday when the very last Carter Cup final was staged at Manor Park. It was the end of an era for Norfolk cricket as a contest between Great Witchingham and Vauxhall Mallards brought the curtain down on a fixture that has been an integral part of the calendar for 50 years. There was a time when a sixes over final at Lakenham, or more recently Manor Park, was the ultimate target for every club cricketer in the county, with a full day allowing players time to showcase their talents in front of a good-sized crowd, numbering in excess of 500 in days gone by. Carter Cup chairman Brian Broom remembers those halcyon days well. "My personal feeling is one of sadness. To me, it's a real shame it's coming to an end because I am still a firm believer in 60-over cricket," said Brian, who appeared in four finals as a player and came out on the losing side each time. "It has certainly produced some wonderful finals over the years, first at Lakenham and then Manor Park. But unfortunately, there doesn't seem to be the interest in playing on both Saturdays and Sundays these days. We did a survey of all the clubs involved. People suggested shorter games of 20 to 25 overs a side, but we weren't interested in doing that. I'm sure R.G. Carter would have continued to back the competition in its present form, but there just isn't the interest out there anymore. And that is why we've decided to call it a day." The Norfolk Cricket Association 60-over Sunday Knockout Tournament, as it was known at the outset, was the brainchild of Eric Bedwell, who thought it would be a good idea for local clubs to battle it out on a Sunday afternoon. Having got 14 clubs to participate, the tournament got underway, with local construction company R.G. Carter coming on board mid-season. The very first final in 1969 saw Dereham beat Hunstanton by 70 runs, and for many years the competition went from strength to strength, with 32 clubs involved by 1971 and reserves waiting in the wings. Through thick and thin, the one constant has been the sponsors. Their involvement was prompted by Chairman Bob Carter, who believed that a sponsorship of sport was a duty of local companies, and it continued after his death in 1981 through his widow Mary, later Lady Mary Carter South, and to this day through his son Robert. The connection with Robert and his family has been absolutely fantastic for the competition, said Brian. "Where else in the country would you find a company that sponsored a sporting event for 50 years? We can't thank them enough for the support they have provided."